The Liberals Gun Corner, a proud progeny of the Gun Rights Radio Network, hosted by Cowboy T, San Francisco liberal with a gun. This podcast is always available at www.liberalsguncorner.com, and you can email us at cowboyt@liberalsguncorner.com. Cowboy T, San Francisco liberal with a gun. This may be the hardest episode I will ever do. It's been a long time since I've done one. Well, there's a reason it's been a while. I've been in the middle of a family emergency. I have to tell you folks what happens when you don't have a gun. Turns out my dad, Cowboy T. Sr., was rather viciously attacked. He is 83 years old. There is no way he could maneuver quickly enough with two bad knees and a bad back to get to his gun in time. And the sad part is, he had a gun on one end of the house, the other end of the house. They got him in the middle of the house. Yeah, they got him in his home. He just couldn't get to his gun fast enough. Unfortunately. They broke his neck. He's now a quadriplegic and he's deteriorating fast. I have to deal with the very difficult reality that finally they got my father and he is about to die. Because he didn't have his gun in his hand. The moms demanding illegal mayors apparently want this kind of thing to happen. Apparently they're happy with this. Because we now have an old man who's about to leave this world. About to leave this world. And apparently they're okay with that because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. They don't want you to be able to have that gun in your hand. 10 years ago, he'd have been able to get to that gun. He'd have been able to get to that gun in time, and there would have been 4 dead would-be assailants on the ground. And my father would have lived again. His gun would have saved him yet again, after the countless times that it did save his life throughout 83 and a half years. I've told y'all about it ad nauseum. This time, they got to him before he could get to it. He is now in the hospital on life support. He's in the ICU. He is going to die. My father is going to die. Well, demanding moms, apparently you got your wish. Bloomberg, apparently you got your wish. Because that, folks, is what happens when you cannot have the tools of defense in your hand when you need them. The antis, Bloomberg, the moms demanding illegal mayors, every town, all these folks, all the antis, Feinstein, President Obama, Eric Fast and Furious Holder, Loretta Lynch, his follow-on, they all would have it so that you couldn't even have one in your house. Yeah, that's what they want. Apparently, they want a lot more results like what just happened to my father, to my dad. You all heard his voice on the Liberals Gun Corner once before. It was shortly after the presidential inauguration of January 2013. So this would have been a little over 2.5 years ago. You heard his deep baritone voice and he told you what he thought. Folks, one of the things he pointed out was that it's really up to us, the voters, to get our butts to the ballot box and vote our consciences, and then everything will be all right. Everything will turn out in the end if we do our part. And that's what it means. It means we must do our part. And now I have to deal with, well, the aftermath of this. So, folks, there are two questions you got to ask yourselves. First, what kind of evil attacks an 83-and-a-half-year-old man with a walker and a cane in his own home? What kind of evil is that? 4 of them. 4 assailants. Who does such a thing? Second, has the United States, has American culture gotten to the point now, such a degenerate level, to where law-abiding citizens like my dad, or you and I, have to carry in our own homes at all times? If, say, we have a disability, like Dad did, have we really degenerated that far? I hope not. This is America. And third, what kind of people would push a legislative agenda, a policy agenda, to where what I've just described could become a lot more commonplace? Because you're not even allowed to own the proper tool of defense, a gun. I notice that Barack Obama likes having, how did he put it? Big guys with guns, I believe is how he put it, around his daughters to protect them. I don't blame him. I'd want big guys with guns around, my daughters too, assuming I had some, and especially when they're as pretty as his daughters. Malia and Sasha are really, really gorgeous. Yeah, I would want guns around my daughters too, protecting them. And I know that because I have sisters. Dianne Feinstein, as we all know, has admitted that she carried a gun. She's had a permit in San Francisco since 1978. I mean, come on. And we know about Bloomberg and his armed phalanx, his private army. Shannon Watts of the Moms Demanding Illegal Mayors, as I call them. She's got armed protection, too. All these people who don't want you to be able to defend yourself, they have armed protection. Okay, you give up yours first. You first. Then we'll talk about me. Oh, but I'm big and important. I don't care how big and important you think you are. I'm big and important to me. For those of you listening, I'll bet you feel like you're pretty big and important to you and your family too. And you're right. You are. You may well be the breadwinner, or at least one of the breadwinners. That's pretty big and important to your family. Without that, they're not going to eat. Yeah, you're big and important. Guess what that means? You deserve the right to defend yourself and yours too. Just like the would-be big shots. And if you are disabled, I can't believe this. There are people in this world who will prey upon the disabled physically. They'll assault what they think is an easy target. It's like the jungle with some people nowadays. They see, oh, hey, lion sees, oh, there's a gazelle with a hurt leg. Yeah, let's attack it. That's food. Well, actually, I can sort of understand that in the wild if you're eating it for food. Okay, that's what animals do. We're human beings. We're supposed to be able to think logically, think beyond mere instinct. But apparently, there is still evil in this world that will prey upon someone with a disability, a senior citizen, someone with less of a physical advantage. In other words, a bully. These are bullies. These are evil people. They wouldn't try that with me. Well, they might try it 4-on-1, but y'all know I have guns. And since I'm in my 40s and spry, I can get to it in time. My father could not. Folks, you deserve the right to protect yourself. And if you're disabled, yeah, carry at all times. This is hard for me to say. If you're disabled, carry at all times. I remember reading a story not too long ago about a fella who's in a wheelchair, an old veteran. Somebody wanted to mess with him. He was in his wheelchair. He had his gun with him. That would-be assailant got the heck out of there real quick. And that old veteran is still alive. Still wheeling around in his wheelchair. Because he had his tool of defense with him. It's a hell of a thing when we have that kind of evil in this world, isn't it? So this episode is dedicated to my father, who, because of some very evil people, four thoroughly evil, degenerate individuals, is now on life support and is losing the battle with the Grim Reaper. I doubt he'll last the week. This is basically his last week in life. So I'm doing this episode while he's still alive. Maybe there's a chance he can listen to it on his deathbed in the hospital. I know this much. For 83 and a half years, that man owned a gun. Time and again, he was glad he had it. Time and again, he could have been killed long ago, decades ago, even before I was born. I don't know, maybe the aunties like that. Maybe some other people like that. I don't. I like living. I like existing. So I'm glad he had his gun. For 83 and a half years, he lived because he had a gun. And it was only very recently, within the last couple of weeks, that this happened. Folks, protect yourselves. Don't let that happen to you. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. We're going to tell you about a little episode that happened, a few weeks ago with the demanding moms and every town in a town called McLean, Virginia. Stick around. See you in a moment. We're back. This episode is dedicated to my father, Cowboy T. Sr., Terrell Prude Sr. Dad, I hope you get a chance to listen to this before the final bell tolls for you. Well, folks, we're going to talk about the demanding moms here. I'm going to tell you about a little something that happened not too long ago. It was a few weeks ago. It was on October 7th, Wednesday. There's a gun store called Nova Firearms in Northern Virginia. They wanted to open up a store in Arlington. And unfortunately, due to the machinations of some rather despicably acting state senators, Kathleen Murphy, Barbara Favola, and also Fairfax County Supervisor John Faust, thanks to their conspired, coordinated attack, they managed to get the landlord for this property in Arlington, and it's a strip mall, to back out of the lease and say, I'm sorry, Nova Firearms, due to all this political pressure, you got to go elsewhere. It was one of those fake grass movements, kind of deals that Bloomberg likes to fund. So they eventually found another location. This time it was in a town called McLean, Virginia. Now I'm going to tell you something about McLean. That's where the ritzy people live, okay? Your CEOs, you know, some of your representatives and senators, your company heads. They live there. It's very well off, very wealthy. Well, as it turns out, the location is also next door to Franklin Sherman Elementary School. Yeah, it's right next door to a school. Now, is this a bad thing? Well, I guess it depends. If you think logically, no, there's nothing wrong with it. If, on the other hand, you become emotionally unhinged and have no basis in logic, then yeah, oh my God, for the children, for the children! So, the demanding moms decided to show up at this McLean Community Center meeting on October 7th. Okay? Actually, it was the McLean Citizens Association meeting at the McLean Community Center. I'm sorry. So the McLean Citizens Association, the MCA, it's just a community organization, has no legal authority, but it's still where community leaders get together and discuss how the town should go forward. Well, the demanding moms showed up in force. I recognized some of them from a protest at George Mason University in 2011, as well as the Code Pink protest against the Chantilly Gun Show right around Christmas 2012 in the wake of Sandy Hook, the terrible tragedy at Newtown. I recognize some of these people. So, turns out the VCDL knew that this was going to happen too and that the Bloomberg-funded antis would be out in force. So we showed up too. Oh yeah, Philip Van Cleve was there. All the executive members were there. A whole bunch of us wearing Gun Save Lives stickers were there. And I was there. I decided, in addition to open carrying, which a bunch of us are doing. In my case, a 357 Magnum Ruger Security 6. I also decided to open carry an old World War II era Finnish Mosin-Nagant M39. Now, I'm going to tell you about these rifles. These are the rifles that won the continuation war against the Soviet Union's Stalinist hordes that tried to invade Finland and take them over. And the Finns said, no, you're not going to do that. We have rifles too, and we're shooting back. Well, the Finnish took their M39 Mosin-Nagant rifles and used them against these Soviet M91/30 rifles. The Finns won. And Finland remains a free nation today, which is why Linus Torvalds can exist, which is why his parents can exist. You know, the guy who wrote Linux? He exists most likely because of that. And anyway, Finland is free today because of it. And I think that's great. So I specifically chose that rifle because it is a symbol of freedom. It very likely did see combat. I'm pretty darn sure it saw combat against the communist Soviet hordes run by Stalin. That rifle is dated 1941, so yeah, I'm pretty darn sure of it. That, folks, is a symbol of freedom. So I open carried it with a sling, bolt wide open, so no one, everyone could see that there was nothing in the tube. It wasn't loaded at all. The bolt was wide open. I did that on purpose. On the rare occasions that I open carry a long gun, that is how I always roll. The action is always open for that reason. Safety first. Well, one of the demanding moms screamed, "Oh, he can't have that. Our weapons allowed in here." Oh, gosh. And then there was a chorus. Well, there was a Fairfax County police officer in the room. There's generally a Fairfax County police officer that stands there, you know, for these meetings to make sure everybody plays nice. This police officer told them, and I quote, "He is in compliance with the law." I would like to thank Brian Trompeter, staff writer for the Sun Gazette, for reporting on this. And he did a really good job because he reported it in an unbiased fashion. We don't see enough of that anymore. So, Brian, right on. Thank you, brother. You weren't for or against. You just reported what went on. Old school reporting like they used to do back in the day. I miss that. It's nice to see that again. So, a lot of people were open carrying. I just happened to be the only one open carrying a long gun. And it was an old World War II era Finnish Mosin-Nagant M39. Yeah, an old war horse. It wasn't one of these, you know, AR-15s or AK-47s, nothing like that. It was a symbol of freedom that actually was used as a symbol of freedom in war to keep a free nation free. Here's the Antis problem. Nova Firearms is a gun store. The Antis don't want anything resembling a gun store anywhere in their backyard. You know, NIMBY, not in my backyard? Yeah, that's them, all right. Well, they don't want that. So they're using every evil, crazy trick in the book to try to get Nova Firearms out of their present location. They're a legal gun store. They passed all the codes. Yeah, are they next door to a school? Of course they are. It's probably the safest school in all of Fairfax County. Why? Because there's police hanging out there. Of course there are. You know, there are people, there are good guys in that gun store who are armed. Why? Because it's their job. Okay? That's right. Every gun sold there, as with all federal firearms licensees, goes through a background check before the purchaser is allowed to take possession of it. I should say the person goes through the background check. The gun doesn't go through a background check, of course. You know, a little slip there. But yeah, any person who wants to buy a gun at Nova Firearms has to go through the Form 4473 federal background check and the Virginia State background check. Why do I know? I work for a gun store. I know these things because I deal with them. I see them every day. Okay, every week, but close enough. Every week I see it. So that's the law, and that's what they do. There's no danger here. Oh, there's guns in the schools. No, there aren't any guns in the schools unless it's the school resource officer, which means a Fairfax County police officer. A police officer, the cop. That's the only gun in that school. It's probably the safest elementary school you could send your kids to, but the demanding moms, the moms demanding illegal mayors, and Bloom Boy and his allies are going, "Oh my God, the streets will run red with blood, the world is about to end." Nonsense. They passed all the codes. They're following the law. They're in business. Even, my goodness, you know, even the council themselves, you know, this the McLean Citizens Association folks said, oh, where is it? Yes, they are complying with all zoning rules as well as local, state, and federal laws. That's right. Now, he did claim, well, we have a challenge without an easy solution. Well, of course there's an easy solution. Leave it alone. I know what he was doing, folks. He was trying to placate the very vocal, loud antis, who, by the way, were incredibly rude to just about everybody not on their own side in that room, including the council itself. Yeah, they were rude to the council. Can you imagine that? Another McLean Citizens Association board member, one Sally Horn, said, and I quote, "It is absolutely legal." That's right. It is absolutely legal. And she's right. It is. Otherwise, they couldn't be open for business. They are open for business. And I understand they're doing all right. The enemies of freedom will never stop trying to find excuses. Now they're trying to say, oh, guns in schools, guns in schools. It wasn't that long ago when you took your BB gun to school. And the principal didn't go haywire. The principal said, hey, can I take a look? You know, it was in the gun rack. It was in the, you know, your truck gun rack. I hear this was rather common not that long ago. Out in California, where I grew up, it wasn't. But I hear it was out here. I mean, this is Virginia. You know, out, especially out in the country. It wasn't problems. And the folks at Nova Firearms themselves, they're being remarkably polite about all this. This assault on their right to do business. They're being so polite. My hat's off to them. Heck, I might go there and buy a gun just to support them. Okay? Just to support their business. So, folks, whenever you hear any of this nonsense from anybody funded by Bloomberg or any of the other antis, research it thoroughly, okay? Check out the claims that they make. And take them with a grain of salt until you really research them and find out if they're really true. Because most of the time, I've discovered that they're not. They called this Mosin-Nagant rifle a, and I quote, fetish rifle. Yeah, apparently a Mosin-Nagant rifle is a fetish rifle now. Oh boy. Well, I guess all the Finnish people like Simo Heihe, who, you know, defended Finland, they must all be fetishists, I suppose, at least according to the demanding moms, demanding illegal mayors. Check what they say, folks. Now, I'm just saying. Okay? We'll be back. We're back. This blows my mind. Listen to this. The British police are calling on the nation to save a life. Surrender your knife. Why? Because of something that they're now calling knife violence, which is on the rise. Yeah, they got stop knives, save lives. Oh, boy. They even talk about knife men. You know how we talk about gunmen over in this country? Well, now they talk about knife men over there. I would like to thank Wesley Adams, a listener who informed me of this, for for the credit to all this. Yeah. Get this. There is now an amnesty program, you know, a knife turn-in. You know how we talk about gun turn-ins in this country? Excuse me, buybacks. No, they're turn-ins, okay? You can't buy back something that you never owned in the first place. So, you know, we have gun turn-ins in this country. Well, over there, they have knife turn-ins. And there's this amnesty program. Yeah. It's been going on now for, just about a year. At the time of writing this article, more than 800 knives have been handed in across the country, including swords, machetes, and commando knives. Yeah. Oh, it might be over by now, but... Lancashire police in the UK said, and I quote, "The amnesty was extended for a further week owing to its success." Yeah. What's the justification for this? Like I said, knife attacks. Oh, gee, I guess that gun ban didn't stop the violence after all now, did it? I guess now the bad guys are using knives. Well, of course they are. I recall reading a couple years ago about an attack against an older couple in their, I don't know, 50s or 60s. A knifeman, which was the word used, a knifeman, came in and cut them up, beat them up and cut them up. Uh-huh. Another case, similar case, a knifeman came in, wanted to beat them up and cut them up, but instead the homeowner had a baseball bat, used it against the would-be, you know, assailant. Would you believe the homeowner went to jail? Yeah, for defending yourself against, you know, someone coming at you with a slashing knife. Gee, last I recall, I seem to recall a father of mine, who, as you now know, is in ICU because he couldn't get to his gun in time. But back in the day, my father had a gun, and he had three knife-wielding racists about to kill him. He flashed that blue steel of his, and they went running. Well, apparently, defending yourself from murderous knife wielders is illegal in the UK because, oh, think of the poor criminal. Oh, my goodness. Think of the poor criminal. He must be terribly understood. Now, I'm not, you know, making fun of all British people. Only the officials that push such ridiculous policies. Like, for example, apparently most of the police chiefs over there. Folks, this is not satire. What you're about to hear blows me away. Let's see. A call, I'll quote the article. A call from the British Medical Journal was published several years ago arguing that, quote, "Many assaults are committed impulsively, prompted by alcohol and drugs. And a kitchen knife often makes an all-too-available weapon," according to the BBC. Researchers consulted 10 top chefs from around the UK and found such knives, remember we're talking about kitchen knives here, have little practical value in the kitchen. Whoa. None of the chefs felt such knives were essential, since the point of a short blade was just as useful when a sharp end was needed. I'm not kidding. Apparently, kitchen knives have little practical value in the kitchen. Really? Well, these British chefs better tell that to the chefs over at Benihana of Tokyo and the other similar restaurants. They better tell that to anybody who does sushi. They better tell that to most of your French chefs. They better tell that to most of your chefs on the planet, for that matter, other than these 10 from the UK. Folks, this is not satire. This is what they're doing in the UK. This is what they're doing in Merry Old Britain, or Blighty, as they affectionately call it over there. Government is supposed to protect you. Well, yeah. That's great. When, you know, seconds matter, the bobbies are only minutes away. See, folks, that's the kind of lunacy that leads to gun control over there in Australia and in certain jurisdictions over here. Yeah. I remind you, they're confiscating firearms in California today as we speak, thanks to the best looking attorney, state attorney general in the nation, according to Barack Obama. That would be one Kamala Harris. They're confiscating guns from people. We've talked about that in a previous episode. Wesley, thank you for pointing this out to me. People need to know about this. This, folks, is why we cannot give the antis an inch. We can't. There is no compromise. They don't want to compromise. They want to keep marching forward and not give us anything in return. No. There is no compromise when it comes to a constitutionally guaranteed civil right. There was a thing called the three-fifths compromise back in the day when black people were viewed as three-fifths of a person but still couldn't vote. But they were counted as three-fifths of a person for the purposes of the census so that southern states could compete with the northern states for purposes of representatives in the House. That's no kind of compromise, folks. That's stepping all over civil rights. Likewise, with what the antis want to do with the Second Amendment. They want to step all over civil rights, specifically the right to keep and bear arms, which is the teeth behind the rest of the Constitution. It is the only set of teeth behind the rest of the Constitution, which is why the framers put it there. We talked about that in Episode 3, way back in Episode 3. Heck, we talked about it in Episode 10. Heck, we talked about it in a whole lot of episodes. It never stops, folks. I remind you, my father is alive, barely. Barely. He survived 83 and a half years because he had a gun. Because he had a gun. He's probably going to die this week. But you know what? For 83 and a half years, I've had my dad, and I could call him, and I could have him fuss at me, and I could have him do all those things that fathers are supposed to do. Give me advice. By the end of this week, he may not be able to do that anymore. He probably won't be able to do that anymore. He can't even talk now. His neck is broken because of some very evil people. But for 83 and a half years, I had him. For 83 and a half years, I had that man. And it's because of him. It's because I had him in my life for this long of a time that he made me into the man that I am. You know, one who can think critically. He taught me that. He taught me how to stand up for myself. I wouldn't have had him to learn that if he hadn't had his gun for all those years. Did it finally catch up to him? Yeah, eventually it did. But you know what? I look at it this way. Linus Pauling, the great chemist, eventually got cancer. What was it? I don't know, 92 and a half, something like that. He ended up dying at like 93 and a half. He was asked, Dr. Pauling, you got cancer. You took all this vitamin C, all these vitamins, and you got cancer anyway. What's the point? Dr. Pauling just smiled at this person and said, yeah, I did. But if I hadn't taken all these vitamins, then I would have died of cancer or some other terrible disease 25 years ago. There's your point. My dad got an extra 40-some years, longer than that, maybe 50, 60-some years. Because he had his gun for all that time. So, Dad, this episode's for you. In these final moments of your life, this episode's for you. Because, folks, the key to freedom is the ability to defend yourself. And if you don't have the tools to do that, then you are at the mercy of those who would do you harm or put you away or something else terrible like that. And the tools for that are and will be guns. This is Cowboy T signing off. For the last time in my father's lifetime, shoot straight, folks. Practice often. Safe shooting. Thank you, Dad. And thank you all for listening.